Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Straight Outta Marvel Echo After Show Watch Series Party. And this is about to be a good episode. And I hope you guys really enjoy this one because I know I am. You already know I got the Echo drip on. We not playing in the building. We live right now on YouTube. I mean, clearly it doesn't matter if you're listening to this. I mean, it is going to be what it is. But recording this on YouTube, and I will be watching the entire series all in one walk, right? Five episodes. Most of the episodes will be about 45 to 50 minutes, maybe. So I'm not expecting a six-hour runtime, but I'm expecting this to be about a six-hour stream. That's the main reason why I said, yeah, let's go ahead and just do it on YouTube. That way we ain't got to, you know, use up the storage. So with that being said, welcome to the live show, man. This has been an incredible journey going from What If, and now we back to Echo. And, yo, I can't even bring it into words the amount of joy that it brings me that just already... We just got rid of What If and bang, right into Echo. And this is an Avenger. And let's get this straight. This is TVMA. So this is history. This is Marvel's first. This is their first actual adult content, right? I mean, Deadpool, that was on Fox. Blade, I mean, that was back in the day, but I don't think it was Sony, but that was back in the day. If you want to say Blade. I mean, yeah, let's throw Blade in there. But the MCU is the MCU's first mature content, and I am here ready for it. And I'm telling you, I'm already knowing. Now, I'm starting to see a little mixed reviews. I've seen some good ones. Now, you know the critics, they only got the first three episodes. So I've seen some mixed reviews or whatever. But for the most part, I think it's going to be good. I mean, I'm really into Maya. I forgot my damn Funko Pop. I'm into Maya for sure. But this is going to be great. I mean, I can't see any other way around it, you know? So, all I'm saying is, I'm interested. So, this is what I'm interested in. I'm interested to see how in the hell they're going to make a person that has to do majority ASL a star. I'm interested to see if they can do it. I mean, she's already was already good from Hawkeye. She was already good from Hawkeye. So I'm interested to see if she can really shine in her own series. They waited all the way until 6 p.m. today before the reviews can come out, which honestly I think they should do that a lot, you know, and I think they should do that more often than not. I mean, it goes good when you get, oh, this show is 90 something percent on Rotten Tomatoes. You're like, okay, in your mind is going to be good. And then when you see something that's like 17% or 40 or whatever, automatically you're going to think it's bad. So I'm actually fond of this idea, and I do not think that Marvel is conceding that, oh, this is going to be trash, and that's why they did it. No, that's not why I think. I think they just kind of know what the audience is like, especially when it comes to the female characters, especially when it comes to diversity. You're talking about, I believe she's Native American, I believe. I'm not sure. We're going to see for sure, but I think she's Native American, or is she Mexican, something like that. It's one of those. But because her last name Lopez, but yeah, so I think they're like, man, we're just gonna go ahead and get this up out of there, and that way it's not even an issue. So yeah, I'm cool with it, man. I'm cool with that. I think they should do that for everything, You know what I mean? I think it should always be like that, because a lot of times, man, especially nowadays, people are just like looking to hate on Marvel. So, yeah, I think it should be like that all the time. So, while you're here, we got about 5 minutes left before we get into the episode. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to watch it on my TV, because, I mean, that's how I want to view it. I want to view it on my television. And then we're just going to review the episodes after that. And then I'm going to take a little intermission, you know, for episode two, just so I can go and make my food, because I bought some pizzas, some wings, some fries. You know what I mean? And I want to make that. And then, yeah, that's it, man. You know, and then we're just going to power through. But because I don't want to be too, like, you know, we getting lit. We got the expensive, we got the exotic, you know what I mean? So we about to be going crazy, but I want to make sure I'm not too crazy, because I mean, I could be recording from here to about 11, 12 o'clock at night, you know? So I want to be on point. And it's probably going to be 12, 1 o'clock, because I'm going to have to record, or I'm on my watch, and then give my review after that, and then go again. So it's going to be a lot of, it's going to be a lot. Right now we on this water though. Man, one of these days, man, y'all gonna start pulling up, man, supporting your boy on YouTube. One of these days, hopefully. Maybe it'll never happen. But I'm believing in my, that's what we do in 2024. We go on all platforms, okay? So speaking of that, make sure you are following at Kevin27World on Instagram, on Twitter/X, and subscribe right here on YouTube and like this stream. Even if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, just go over to YouTube and just hit a like on the stream and just support your boy, because I'm out here. I'm out here, okay? Bro, tell me why I broke my damn lava lamp or my magma lamp. So right when we make the playoffs. Crazy. So I'm sitting here. We got about 4 minutes left. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, I heard that they are going to have a 7-minute fight scene. Daredevil versus Echo. And I'm not going to lie, bro. I'm like super excited for that. I'm going to take a quick bathroom break, though. Just real quick, because that's the one thing I forgot to do is go to the bathroom. So I'm going to take a quick bathroom break. And I got to grab my Funko Pop. And then we'll be ready to roll, okay? Okay, let's get it, y'all. Oh, and big things too. So we doing this whole Echo series, and then we doing This Is Cinema. This Is Cinema is making its return this weekend. So yeah, we got a lot of motion here on the horizon. A lot of freaking motion, okay? There we go. Man, you still can't see mine. It's all good. I'm getting away with this drinking. Okay. Episode one is called Chaffa. It's Chaffa, something like that. Maya Lopez flees the criminal underworld of NYC after killing Kingpin. Oh, shit. Oh, this finna go hard. The following contains mature content. Viewer discretion is advised. kicking it off. What is this? Maya? No, this isn't Maya, but it's like some hot. This kind of looked like that little thing Cahorty was in on What If. Yo, that shit look disgusting, yo. Uh-oh, kill them lights. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kick them feet up real quick, like a real player, though. Let me get this one close as possible. So I'm not sure what this is. This look like some it's definitely some tribal stuff. I'm not sure. Oh, damn, you damn see some boobies. Hold up. Light up that exotic if you got it. Pull up that expensive so we can get offensive. Where my ashtray, man? So whatever is on these people, it's like flaking off. It's like shedding. So I'm taking it. This is Maya telling this story. So Maya says, no, sisters. So that is one thing I'm going to do. I'm going to try to do that ASL translations. Hopefully you guys can hear.
Ran straight into the Red River. Oh, that's the
It's Tabaha, Oklahoma.
That man just loved everybody should love something.
It's 2007.
That much.
Your boy was 16. Much simpler times. Much simpler times.
Kids will be sad. He didn't get to camp with the girls.
Ah, poor kid. He'll be better in a few days.
Salute. So they said, well, they stay outside in a tent. That's what Maya's dad said. And then the mom says, I give it 5 minutes or less.
They threw me in the tent.
Maya says, we need hot chocolate. Mom says, sorry, love, but we're out. But I'll go to the store. Come with me and help me choose. This is what Maya's mom says. So this is cool. We get a little background. See Maya home life, mom, dad. normal upbringing.
Something to eat, yeah. Ancestors whispering in your ear again. Why don't you ask him for something good? Like Powerball.
Five-star rate me on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, please. It helps the show grow. We need that. We need growth in 2024. Okay, so we see a crazy accident right now. I'm hoping this isn't the death of Maya's mom. Oof. Ooh, damn, it's like a big-ass shard stuck right in her foot. Oh, that's in Maya's foot. Oh, is this how she lose her foot? Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, Mom Duke's dead. Nah, Mom's is dead. Damn, she lost her whole leg. That shit crazy.
Who is she? I didn't tell her yet. I found out who cut the brakes. They're taken care of.
Oh, you think that makes me feel better? That another family is now destroyed?
It makes me feel better.
I feel like the pops.
Those little best boys are no good. Thugs, criminals.
She said those Lopez boys. Isn't that Maya's last name?
Took her from us. You.
All right, I think it's time to go.
No, it's time for him to go. Before someone else gets hurt. I will
never forget this. Henry got me a job.
Where? In New York.
Isn't that far enough?
No.
She said, no. Leave the country, motherfucker. That's what she said. You know how, well, I don't know. I haven't lost anyone close, but I can imagine that's how it'd be.
We are.
You know, if your daughter was killed, because I'm assuming these are the grandparents of Maya, and Maya's mom is dead. Maya lost her damn leg. Had to get it amputated. Sad situation, especially if you thinking it's the dad's fault. And clearly, it's what he said, because he was like, yo, we got it taken care of. We got that shit up out of there. She's like, that made me feel better. Yeah. It make me feel better. Shit. What he said? Eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. My family wreck, your family wreck. That's how it go. Sabaya says, will you tell Baba, I'm sorry, it's my fault that she's hurt. She said, I made her take me to the store, which is cat. Said, is she going to be okay? Maya says. Dad put his head down. It's over, man. Sorry, baby. Mama not gonna make it. So far, I'm liking the intro of this origin. Like, because you know trauma is what makes these superheroes like and villains. And they let it be known, yo, Maya is a villain, true villain, not no damn superhero, no anti-hero, she's a villain. So Maya says, can Bonnie come? Obviously, Bonnie can't come. Damn, that's sad as hell. Okay, nice intro. New York. I'm from New York. Okay, we still in the 07, 08 era. Dragon's real, says Maya. Pop says no. Or maybe they are dragons living a different world. I feel like I've seen this scene before. So Maya says, what if they learn to come into our world?
Would make them stronger.
Pop said that would make them stronger. I feel like I've seen Maya's episode from Hawkeye. I gotta go back and look that up, because if that's so, I hate that. I hate recycling episodes, like scenes.
I know, but remember, school is your focus. You're going to grow up and have a different life than me. I want yours to be better.
Uh-oh, Kingpin. Yeah, this is that scene. Damn, they gonna do the whole scene? Bro, it's the same scene. Hey Marvel, y'all wildin' for respect with that one. This is the same scene from Hawkeye. All of this, even her pulling up to Fat Man, seeing her dad get killed. I'm a little disappointed right now, man. This is too much of the same scene from Hawkeye. Like, bro, I've seen this already. I just watched all of this scene over Christmas. We already seen Ronan do all of this. Like, why are they showing the same scene? I don't mean to be such a stickler about it, but shit. So Pops, he done got stabbed up by Rhoda. He said, I'm already gone. I love you though, my baby girl. You know that. See, now I'm not sure if they showed this. So, yeah, they didn't show this. Now this, they say, you don't need to go through this alone, Maya. I'm here if you need me. That's Bonnie. So they still keep in contact all these years later. You know, that's how it went, though. That's how it went. boys pulling up deep on Maya. What's she finna do? Oh, okay. So she chose violence and threw a damn motorcycle at the cops. Hey, I thought she was about to get away though. Uh oh, Kingpin pulling up. I need to step back. Yo, only Kingpin could just pull up, take the debt, grab the cops. Like, yo, you're not arresting, Mark. You're not arresting my niece, man.
You're not alone. I'm born your father.
We all mourn your father. Meanwhile, Kingpin, the one who put the hit out on him.
My father was killed also.
Again, by Kingpin. His father was killed by Kingpin.
I was 12 years old. With pain. In the wake of that moment, it's something that I've never felt again since. Let me help you release this rage in a more constructive way.
Maya says, how?
A job. You have greatness in you. Take your hurt, your loss, take your pain, make it into something useful.
Yo, we on YouTube going crazy right now.
It took me years to get my first assignment.
So Maya says she's ready to these two guys. I don't know who they are.
We're here for the meeting. A little late for that. You bring the donuts? Yeah, we got some more.
Not on the camera. Hands up. Yo, Maya always look like she ready to sock a nigga, man. Hey, I think that's how my face looked. I can't hide my irritantness. If that's a word.
Okay. See these guys? Trying to move in on Fisk's territories. We're gonna take them out. Let's try something else. We go in there, shoot people. You cool? Good. Knock.
Yeah, Maya ready for the shootout? Ooh! Shootout. Let me get him. Shoot up. Let me get him. Hold up.
Kingpin thanks you for your loyalty.
Damn. Yo, he just said one phrase and he just bust that dude right in his chin.
I got two more for the Navy.
Wait, wait, what? No, no, it's cool, bro. They're expecting us.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yo, Maya, why you standing there, man? Get busy. Yo, what is up with Maya? Oh, she had to get attacked first. Oh, Maya just broke this motherfucking neck. Uh-oh, she's caught her first body. It's all downhill from here. She said, you again. It's the security guard in the beginning that she had smoke with. Oh, she whooping that nigga's ass. Oh! Oh, shit. Daredevil.
Watching them all night. And then you guys show up.
Uh-oh, we got Matt Murdock versus Maya Lopez. Oh, damn. Oh. Oh, shit. Hey, Daredevil and Hawkeye, that's for damn sure. And she was giving Hawkeye the business the first time. Ooh. Maya come with the guns. Oh, she got a hit on Daredevil. Ooh, but he socked her right across the jaw. Oh, shit. Oh, wow. Nah, that was a good fight.
You did better than even I expected.
That wasn't no 7-minute fight, though. I mean, initially, it was about a 7-minute fight, but not between her and Daredevil. They said it was going to be between her and Daredevil for 7 minutes. That was a good, like, 2 or 3. That was a fire fight, though. That was a good one.
No matter what.
Thank you, Uncle.
Maya said, thank you, Uncle. So ever since then, she's been putting in that work.
resources into bringing your father's killer to justice. I hope you know that.
When you find him, he's mine.
Maya won him. She said, when you find him, he's mine.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Say you're lying again with the whole with the Hawkeye shit, man. So she killed Kingpin, and this is 5 months later. I'm assuming super on the run. Either from the law, because she don't have protection from Kingpin anymore, or from Kingpin's goons. Damn, she got a bullet wound? Why? Or how I should say, who shot her? This 5 months later. Again, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure you go and watch this video on YouTube or Spotify. But appreciate your listen, nevertheless. Sleep on a motorcycle is crazy. She must have had any sleep. Because I can see in a car, because you know you're sitting down. On a bike, you still, you got to be postured. That's kind of crazy to be falling asleep. Oh, and she got that wound, that bullet wound. So it looked like she pulled up to her, looked like, is it Bonnie's spot? This is where they used to be at as a kid. Look like she haven't been there since then. Damn, she told me about Shea basketball game. Damn, Maya, dog, she over here. She took the bullet out and sold it. Damn. So she had a dream about those the what's it, what they call it? The Motok. Maya, like, what the hell are you hugging me for?
You look the same. After 20 years, how long are you in town?
So does that mean it's 2027? You said 20 years.
This is Maya.
No, I can't be. Because Hawkeye was like 2000.
Yes, I know.
24.
She's busy.
25.
New York. Huge. The truck? No. That's Grandma's. Come here. Come on. I want to show you around. Billy Jack, you too, boy.
So Maya asked about the truck, but nope, that's Grandma's. Because Maya's trying to get that shit and get going.
We're coming.
Maya said, I'm here for a business thing, in and out. I want you to keep quiet about this. No one needs to know I'm here. And he says, if Grandma asked me, she says, whatever, just do what you can to keep it between us. He says, understood. Good to see you, cousin. Maya Lopez is back. Maya back. They do get Maya like this badass aesthetic. She ride a motorcycle. She got one leg. She can't hear. Like everything going against her. So it looked like Bonnie is a paramedic. Skate Life Roller Skating Black Crows. Yo, my one to go skating. I feel it. I've been skating a long time. When last time y'all been skating? At the roller rink. Ours in Vegas is Crystal Palace.
What size? I have a headache. Okay.
You wouldn't come here, but you look familiar. How come? Well, all right. Mystery is your thing, is it? You're here to skate, aren't you?
Well, hi, howdy, hello, Becca. Here, you kid sevens right there.
All yours. Have fun. Well, if you ain't here to skate, he ain't available. $7 to skate, or it's $5 to watch. Or you go ahead and spend that $5 on Butterfinger Blizzard.
Yo, who is this guy? They're looking at him all crazy. Oh, I thought Maya was about to start skating. That'd have been a little out of character, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Here we go. Green light, go.
So she complained about the music. She said they've been playing that since the 90s. They used to switch it up, but he was like, are you crazy? They killing. They love this. Now he said, what's going on? Maya says, let's talk somewhere private.
Green light, go!
So this guy, he looks suspicious, and he says, I have information on the King Killer.
Yep.
If that bounty is still on the table, he didn't put a question mark, though. He put a period. What a douchebag.
My ass, but he's worked for me many years, not only at the rink, you know. So they finally cut out to you. Bullet for blade.
All right, what are we working with here? Locking, he was dead. It keeps the cannula from slipping out of your carotid during the sanguination, but I don't think we're involving you today.
Gretchen's our resident mortician.
So Maya says she's the undertaker. And he said, yo, you want somebody gone? She the person you call. Damn. So Shorty right here with the business.
That's a
plus. Oh, it's green and pussy.
Take a deep breath.
Girl, her bullet wound look crazy. She's like, she about to die.
Thank you.
Turns out you were here. You didn't see her. You will break her heart.
Mine says her feelings aren't my business. Damn.
I disagree.
My cold-blooded. She said, that's also not my business. Fuck out my way. Now she says, your turn to look. Fisk shipping. That the Fisk shipping container or shipyard, whatever the hell.
I figured you needed more than even stitches.
Maya says she just need one train car to send Fisk men a message. With your shipping route.
I won't bring a war here to the people I love and who love you. Why are you doing this?
Maya says Kingpin had his run. It's time for a queen.
I never saw you. We didn't have this conversation.
Damn, he got ghost of her ass. He's like, yeah, we never talked about this at all. I don't know you. Oh, we see Fisk with the patch over his eye. You know he wasn't dead. Still breathing. This season on Echo. I ain't gonna lie. I do not need to see this at all because I'm about to watch all these episodes. So that's what y'all about to do.
Yeah, I don't need all that.
Any post credit? No post credit. Yeah, so let's talk about it. Episode one, man. I'm gonna keep it real. I liked it, but my thing is, it just had too many moments where they flash back to Hawkeye, and not only flashbacks, they show actual full scenes. So that was just a little too much for me. I just thought that could have been done in a quicker fashion and move on, you know, especially for the strong, hardcore MCU fans that's dedicated to watching Hawkeye every Christmas season. It's just January 9th. I just watched Hawkeye last month. So it's like, damn, I just watched all of these scenes. That could have been time used on something else. Other than that, I thought the episode was fire. I think this was a good start to street-level dramas that people are clamoring for and clearly acting like they're dying for. If you don't like this episode, I'm not really sure what else you want Marvel to, you know, like, I'm not sure what else you would really want Marvel to do, you know? This episode, to me, was, I think, a great way to start the lower level crimes and get back to the basics of just storytelling without it having to be something outer space or something larger than life or aliens attacking. No, let's get back to regular human interactions in the Marvel Universe. And I think this is a good, I think it's a good start to it, you know, to be honest with you. So as far as the ALS or the AASL, excuse me, as far as that, it is going to take a little bit of getting used to. So far, it's not bad. It's just hard to connect with Maya so much because, or I don't even want to say connect, because I connect with her story, but I'm talking about it's just because I can't look at her face. I gotta watch the subtitles, so I can't really see how she's really acting with her face. So that's kind of bothering me a little bit, you know. Other than that, I thought the action was superb. The TVMA of it all, I thought was good so far. They were showing some real good shooting motherfuckers in the face. They did shy away from it, but that's because they used that same scene from Hawkeye. So that's why they did that. Other than that, that was cool. We could have, I thought that they have, I think, one scene where it was like really like, okay, here's the TVMA of it all. So I'm interested to see on episode 2 how they're going to react and how they're going to move with, you know, going forward with this stuff, because with the TVMA, because I'm like, does it get tougher than that? Is it going to get tougher than that? Because I know it's still Disney, so they're not going to go too crazy, but they're going to go crazy enough. And I'm interested to see how far is Disney going to push their limits, like when it comes to TVMA. I'm interested to see that. So that was cool. As far as the whole thing with Bonnie, I'm not sure why she's shutting her out. Is it just because Maya's just cold right now and she just, I mean, she's a murderer, right? So she doesn't really have time for all of this, all of these feelings that they want you to have, you know? And I think they're conveying that well, you know? And I think that it's, I like that. And I'm interested to see more of that as well, you know? I mean, the highlight of this episode for sure was Daredevil pulling up, though, for sure. I thought that was just dope as hell. His intro. It's good to see Charlie Cox back in his role, you know. And I can see why he's clamoring so bad, because I haven't really seen him in anything else. You know what I mean? Like, he was in Daredevil and he was a star, and then I haven't really seen him in anything else. So I can see why he's like, yo, man, give me back. Get me back, man. I want to be Daredevil again. And why wouldn't you be? They had 3 seasons. Daredevil's story was far from over. So I'm glad they're coming back with it. And I'm just glad they're just easing them in. Every little so often, they ease them in with Spider-Man No Way Home. They ease them in with She-Hulk. And now they easing them in with Echo. And I hope he's in this a little more going forward, you know. But episode 1 started off with a bang. I'll give it, because they had so many scenes, I'll give it a solid 7. You know what I mean? I give it a solid 7. If it just wasn't so many recurring scenes from Hawkeye, I would give it an 8. But because I've seen so many recurring scenes, we'll give it a 7. Now, I'm interested to see, now that they got all of the recap out of the way, because I get it. You're trying to get more people to watch it other than people who's just Marvel fans. So you got to give a little recap. So I'm interested to see as well how they respond with episode 2, you know. How does that work? How do they, you know, come through with something better and, you know, a fluid story now that they have to tell the story and not just rely on what was going on? I mean, it's still off that branch, though, but, you know, you can't come with scenes from Hawkeye anymore, I'm assuming, right? Like, that got to be the end of the Hawkeye scenes. So, interested to see about that. Other than that, what else we got from this? Kingpin from, so I like that. I like them showing like that Kingpin clearly was behind the scenes. The only thing that is weird is they say, oh, well, this is canon. Now they're saying that all of this is canon to the Netflix series. So if that's the case, then somehow he got out of jail after Daredevil season 3, which is believable because he's Wilson Fisk, you know, so it's believable. You know, it takes Spider-Man to bring Fisk down, not Daredevil. That's just my opinion. And that's what I'm comfortable with. But yeah, the Wilson Fisk of it all, he was good. Willem Dafoe. Vincent D'Onofrio, I know is one of the olds. He plays his role exceptionally well. I mean, him, he's another one. Now he gets, I've seen him in other roles, so I'm not saying that. But he's just made for that Fisk role, man. I think, I know people try to downplay superhero acting and, you know, Marvel this and that. But, bro, I feel like some of these some of these actors, man, they play these roles exceptionally well. Like Vincent D'Onofrio, Willem Dafoe. I mean, they play their roles so well. I can't see anyone else playing them. You know what I mean? It's absolute chaos the way they wreak havoc on these roles. And I just find it incredibly astonishing to watch, you know. It's great. I think that's pretty much it from this episode. I do like that they show how Maya became a savage and just started knocking motherfuckers off. That shit was dope. That was dope as hell. I like that. I like her for that. And again, they say she's not an anti-villain an anti-hero. She's a villain, and she's out for herself. And clearly, they're proving that. So I like that, okay? Okay, so we're going to get to the next episode, but I got to take a little break real quick because I got to go make some food because it's 7 o'clock and I haven't eaten yet, and I'm about one glass down. So, yeah, man, we're going to take a little break, and then I'll be right back.